Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week, we had one post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. This post reported a study where the authors noted that clinicians may be able to use the single leg hop test and star excursion balance test to identify people with chronic ankle instability. If we take a closer look at this post, we see that the authors found that 71% of 58 participants were correctly assigned to having or not having chronic ankle instability with a combination of four balance tests, just three balance tests, or simply using the star excursion balance test and single leg hop test. The star excursion balance test demonstrated the highest matched value as a single test after it correctly placed 38 out of 58 participants. It's helpful for medical professionals to base clinical decisions on both patient-reported outcome measures and objective clinical measures. The authors of this study found that by conducting just the single leg hop test and star excursion balance test, clinicians could efficiently identify many people with or without chronic ankle instability. It was surprising to see that using all four was not necessary to improve recognition of chronic ankle instability. Ankle injuries are common, and with the concern about long-term joint health, it's helpful to know that the single leg hop test or star excursion balance test are quick clinical measures that can help identify those athletes suffering with chronic ankle instability. It'll be interesting to see if these clinical tests can also help clinicians detect improvements during a rehabilitation program. With the addition of a patient-reported outcome measure, these clinical tests provide functional limitation information that are necessary for medical professionals to create an individualized treatment and rehabilitation plan for those with chronic ankle instability. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was an article where the authors concluded that the healthcare charges associated with ankle sprains indicate the need for more preventive measures. There are age and sex-related differences in the prevalence of ankle sprains that suggest these may be risk factors for ankle sprains. If you're an athletic trainer who's looking to get an early start with their evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our four online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the post, and the article described earlier on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.